And when will we hear the left say that? Power plans. They have a vision. They act clandestine. They must stay hidden. We are tribal, and we're wired to trust. We want a world in which our earth gifts are not used against us. If power works behind scenes, how do we see them? If not by their effects, increasing atomization and ever-widening income gaps. Our separation from our own power is how we see them, along with our being progressively boxed and dispirited by increasing division and by the systematic global assault on our earth connection, both in communal traditions and in land possession. Land possession. And I'm not talking a legal sense. I'm talking the when we're in our freedom, the social arrangement we have created since. So these trends, don't we see them everywhere? Is not the pattern clear? The constant pressure to force all of us into utter dependence, to make our common earth resources totally private. Ensure none of us can escape necessity while boxing us into quote unquote neat categories with high walls across which we do not speak except to snipe and blame and scrabble with each other for a larger share of goods made artificially scarce. And of course, this is the crux, which we'll focus on in much greater depth in the next show. Our refusal to see abundance. Because we've been trained by them. Everywhere we look, because we've been trained by them, everywhere we look, we see nothing but scarcity. And I mean this particularly in how we see each other. That's the point. That's the point. If we trusted each other, done. We could do this today. Truly, that's what the technology means. If we trusted each other and made this more important than anything else, if not for our own sake, and it should be for our own sake. If we can't love ourselves, how can we love anything, right? Our inability to trust that our sisters and brothers, once we start, once we're rolling, will back us, because this is what we want. It's that simple. It's that simple. And it, you know, given just a hint of it, we'll take the next steps. But we got to see it. It has to be spoken. So we'll continue this discussion next week. And I apologize for going late. And I apologize to those who tuned in for our discussion of anti-systemic movements. That's an important book. We will give it a little more of its due next week. Until then, thank you for listening. Peace.